Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and today's guest is Korea Channing, one of the founders of the Gary Shakespeare Company. Now, Korea, I'd like to start by reading just a section from your mission statement. We are dedicated to bringing actors and audiences of all ages, ethnicities, and backgrounds together in the enjoyment of the works of William Shakespeare and in the shared experience of live performance. So I have two questions to start off with.
Okay, thank you.
And the first is, why is it important to you to bring a 17th century English playwright to the attention of 21st century Hoosiers?
Well, thank you for asking. I'm going to speak personally, not so much as the Shakespeare Company, because I think our mission statement says it all. But classic literature and words and ideas that still shape things we say today is very important. And I think people may think Shakespeare is ununderstandable or not reachable or I don't get it. But in fact, the themes are timeless. The characters are people that you see every day. Even if they're kings, they're still people that we know about today. And I think it's very relevant. So hopefully our productions bring to light these factors and then let people find out for themselves if it's still meaningful to them.
And then my second question related to your mission is, why in the age of streaming is it important for you that we continue to experience live performances?
Oh, well, John, there's nothing else like it. It's dangerous. It's fun. It's beautiful. It shows a kind of dedication from the actors and the producers of the shows that we're here for you. We're in the moment. That's the other thing about it that I love. We practice a lot. We rehearse almost every night. And the performances are painstakingly put together. But when it's on, there's just an electricity that it can't be found in any other medium, in my opinion.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree.
That's why I love it. I think it's true.
Okay. So this year's play is Measure for Measure. Could you give us a brief synopsis of the play? What will happen?
Well, it's a play that Shakespeare wrote to take place in Vienna, but our director saw, Stephanie Naumoff, saw some similarities between the prohibition that the play is about, prohibiting certain behaviors and activities by the people in the community. And she saw that as similar, perhaps, to Prohibition in the 1920s. And since people are more familiar with Chicago than Vienna, she decided to set it in Chicago in the 1920s. So there's some familiarity there. And the story centers around the Duke, who is the major domo of the town. He wants to escape and have someone else be in charge, and then he wants to kind of oversee what's going on. He wants to learn the truth about the people. And the man that he puts in charge is, I don't know how to put this. He's a very complicated guy who has certain ends in mind, and some of them are quite lascivious. So there's some interesting content. Some of it's sexual, but it's crazy funny at times, and other times it's a little bit serious. So it's a comedy in that no one dies, except one like minor character, but he doesn't matter. And then everybody else ends up marrying. This is how Shakespeare does things. You either all die or you all get married. So this one's a comedy.
And who are your...
I don't know what more I could say. It's kind of a complicated plot, but it's fun.
And who are your actors? How have you brought your troop together?
Well, we have people from all over Northwest Indiana. We have folks from as far away as Michigan City, as close as Gary, Indiana. They're everywhere. I think I could list them, but I think it'd probably be better to just suggest people go to our website, GaryShakesCo.org, and look them up.
Great. And there they can find the locations and dates of performances. But I see, as you said, you'll be performing across the area, Valparaiso, Crown Point, Hammond, Miller Beach, Gary, Portage, Whiting, Michigan City, from July 25th through August 10th. So a lot of opportunities for residents in our corner of the state to experience live Shakespeare.
Yes, and not only that, we perform all of our shows outdoors, or have in the past. This year, we are adding three venues that are indoor theaters, and we'll be offering those shows at Beatniks on Conkey, the Miller Beach Arts and Creative District, and the Holdcraft Players in Michigan City. We'll be having what we're calling speakeasies. These are going to be an hour-long event prior to curtain where people can have a drink, some snacks, and listen to talented singers from our troupe who will be offering classic, timeless jazz tunes. This is in keeping with the theme, but they're just great songs to hear. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Stormy Weather, Misty. These are all just great songs for people to hear, sung by talented folks in costume, and then they'll go into the play from there. So we think that will set the mood. The plays are free. The speakeasies are $10 or $20, depending on the venue. And those details are also on the website. I think we're excited about this so much because, number one, it's indoors, it's air-conditioned, we don't have to worry about rain. So we're very excited, and these are excellent facilities, and it's just going to be great. We're very excited about that.
I love how they're placing the audience into the period and setting. If you've moved measure to measure to 1920s Chicago, and audiences can be part of a speakeasy. I've definitely got to find one of those performances.
Definitely. I would heartily recommend it because I think it's going to add an air of authenticity and fun and lightheartedness that people will enjoy very much. So we're really lovely to be working with these theater groups, the Beatniks on Conkey, Holdcraft, and the folks at the Miller Beach Arts and Creative District.
Well, thank you.
And then our other venues are all lovely, too, and they're outdoors. We bring chairs, but people are welcome to bring their own chairs. We have light concession refreshments available at those venues, so everyone is welcome, and again, free. We want to bring free Shakespeare to everyone.
And it sounds like a perfect summer evening. Well, thank you, Korea, for joining us today, and thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'll be here next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.